This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver truck driver involved in a 2022 crash that killed a Wyoming family was convicted of vehicular homicide yesterday. The jury also found Jesus Puebla guilty of multiple charges, including vehicular assault and reckless driving. The 27-year-old was driving a commercial box truck northbound on I-25 in Weld County when he collided with two vehicles, killing the family of five and injuring another person in a separate vehicle. Puebla will be sentenced in June. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined other state AGs in telling a prominent gun maker to preserve evidence related to illegal machine guns. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Weiser and 12 state attorneys general sent a letter to Glock concerning pistols that can be easily converted into a machine gun with a device known as a Glock switch. The AGs say this cheap do-it-yourself conversion allows the handguns to fire up to 1,200 rounds per minute, faster than many automatic firearms. The letter comes after the city of Chicago sued the gun maker over the firearms earlier this month. Weiser said he joined the coalition to prevent mass shootings. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies open the 2024 Major League Baseball season on the road tonight. They'll face the defending National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks in Phoenix. The Rockies are trying to bounce back from a record 103 losses last season. Game time is 8:10 p.m. In Denver, temps will fall into the 40s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance for rain in the afternoon and highs near 60 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.